From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
President Donald Trump hosted the President of Finland at the White House Thursday. Trump and Finnish President Sauli Niinisto held a press conference, and we bring you as much of that as time allows.
Look at all the press that you attract. Do you believe this? That's very impressive.
I guess they are not after me.
Huh? I hope not. You're lucky. Thank you very much. Today it's my honor to welcome President Niinistö of Finland to the White House. And Mr. President, it's wonderful to host you once again in Washington. We've gotten to know each other over the last period of time, and it's been a great experience. Mr. President, I want to thank you again for visiting the White House. The history of our two nations is a profound testament to the importance of our independence and resolve to defend it. I look forward to continuing to work alongside of you as we safeguard our precious sovereignty and build a bright future of hope, harmony, and peace for the American and Finnish people. And thank you very much for being with us at the White House and the Oval Office. We had a very special number of hours. Appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I will deliver your condolences to Finnish people. They do appreciate that. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before meeting, I had some spare time, so I visited a couple of museums here, Museum of American History, Museum of American African History, and Museum of American Indian History. And in addition to that, I had a possibility of attending ceremony in Arlington. Mr. President, you have here a great democracy. Keep it going on. We had a very good discussion with the president. Like you mentioned, our diplomatic relations are 100 years old. During that time, we have developed our cooperation a lot, not only in official meetings like this, but American and Finnish people, scientists, for example, meet each other, cooperating, working together. We have quite a lot of cooperation in security sector, also in defense, because I think that we share the feeling that the most important thing for the nation is to guarantee security to its citizens. And that is the starting point for Finland also to this cooperation. I wanted to take up with the President the importance of transatlantic cooperation. Well, we all know Europe needs USA. But I say that USA needs also Europe. We know the price of everything. We should recognize also the value of everything. We share the same values, democracy, human rights, rule-based order, and in that we are very similar. Europe has, in a way, awakened during the couple last years to understand also more about security point of view. And I just want to tell you that, in my opinion, the stronger Europe we have, the stronger partner you have. The Arctic area, you know, Finland is in very north, is becoming more and more interesting, like the president said. We both, alongside with six countries, form the Arctic Council. And we are working heavily. There are surely possibilities, like we have heard. The maritime routes are being opened. Maybe there are also resources, but there are huge risks. One of them is that we should keep the low tension we are used to have there. And that is what we have been discussing. And I do appreciate President's position to emphasize that it is not a place for military. But even greater challenge is the environment. And I'm very glad that we started to talk 2 years ago in this very house about black coal. It is not maybe the worst which causes climate problems, but it is everybody can understand that if black comes down to ice and snow, when the sun meets it, it melts down. And melting of sea ice in Arctic is very crucial. I used to say that if we lose the Arctic, we lose the globe. We add a couple of words, very important ones, on arms control. Some of us remember the worst years of Cold War in 1960s. There was no agreement at all, just Cold War. We can't let the situation return, no agreement at all about arms control. And that is why it is important to try to negotiate new agreements and to continue the New START agreement. That would be a good new start for international cooperation on that. To end up with, you, Mr. President, referred to 5G. Issues ICT as a whole. We are very proud to have the excellence Center of Excellence of Hybrid in Helsinki. USA has been very helpful in that. Very many countries are working there together to fight against the future danger of hybrid warfare. What comes to providers in that area, I am not very willing to point out any country or company. We are now maybe a bit late from USA in EU making a risk assessment. It will be prepared in 1-2 weeks time, and after that we are in a place that we have to choose the tools to protect us. Mr. President, I want to thank you very much for having a possibility of meeting you here. It is very valuable, and I found our discussions very open, very interesting, and giving a lot to my little country. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Before we take questions, something happened that's been going on for many decades, and we came to a conclusion. Could I ask Ambassador Pence to just come up for 1 second and explain the importance of what just took place? Because this has been going on for many, many years. And this is Ambassador Pence, no relationship to our great Vice President. Hard to believe. Nobody believes that, but that's true.
That was one.
Right?
But I have been introduced as his father, his brother, his cousin, his uncle. We are friends. Good afternoon. When I arrived in Helsinki about a year and a half ago, there were a stack of papers on the desk, a couple of which concerned indigenous peoples from the southwestern United States, Arizona, Colorado, including probably most predominantly, but generically I refer to them as Hopi Indians. They were one of the group. In 1895, a lot of their remains had been excavated and removed, along with about 500 artifacts, to Finland. And there they've remained despite a lot of activity to get them back. And I'll just jump to the end and say, through the good offices of our State Department, but in particular, President Niinistö and his entire team, we've secured a mutual agreement whereby all of those remains, including a number of petrified bodies, will be going back to be put back where they were buried. So it's special to us, and I think it's probably special to indigenous peoples everywhere around the globe, that we're all concerned about paying appropriate respect to those who have departed before us. So thank you. Thank you, both of you presidents, for supporting this.
Thank you. Fantastic, Jim. Thank you. Be careful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's a great job, Mr. Ambrose. That's been going on for many, many decades. So I just want to thank you. Outstanding. John Roberts.
Mr. President, thank you. President Inishto. If I could, sir, I've got two pertinent questions to ask you. Maybe I could ask them separately to get a fresh answer out of each one. The three House intelligence, the three House committees that are looking into the impeachment inquiry gave notice today that they will be sending a subpoena to the White House for documents and other materials. Will you cooperate with those subpoenas?
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out, John, for the last, since my election, I would say, if you want, and probably we'll find out soon, but probably even before my election. This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens because we did absolutely. I had a great call with the president of Ukraine. It was 100%. You have the transcript. And then Schiff went up and he got, as the chairman of the committee, got up and related a call that didn't take place. He made up the language. Hard to believe. Nobody's ever seen this. I think he had some kind of a mental breakdown. But he went up to the microphone and he read a statement from the president of the United States as if I were on the call. Because what happened is when he looked at the sheet, which was an exact transcript of my call, done by very talented people that do this, exact, word for word, he said, wow, he didn't do anything wrong. So he made it up. He went up to a microphone and in front of the American people and in Congress, he went out and he gave a whole presentation of words that the president of the United States never said. It has to be a criminal act. It has to be. And he should resign. And some people even say it was treason. But it was a very sad thing. Just so you know, the call was perfect, the real call, the call I made. Many people were on the line, I knew that, because usually when I speak to foreign country leaders, you can name any one of them, but when I speak on the phone, I know that we have many people listening from various intelligence agencies. My knowledge, I know all about it. And so this isn't something like, oh, gee, I'm on the line. Let's talk about a big secret. This is many people on the line. I don't even know how many. We'll find out, I guess. But many people, Mike Pompeo was on the line, didn't say anything. He just, because they listen for both knowledge and for security reasons and for lots of reasons. But the president of Ukraine at the United Nations the other day, and previous to that, he announced through his spokesperson, said there was absolutely no pressure put on him. There was no quid pro quo at all. And if you look at this whistleblowers, which I have a lot of respect for whistleblowers, but only when they're real, his report of the phone call was totally different than the fact. But what got them was they never thought I was going to release the call, because I don't like doing that. I don't want to do it. I hope I don't have to do it again. Release phone calls to foreign dignitaries, to foreign leaders. I don't want to do that, John. I don't want to do it again. But I did it with the permission of the Ukrainian government. We got permission. We called up their representatives and asked them, would it be okay? Otherwise, I couldn't have done it. And if I wouldn't have done it, I would have been exposed to a lie. Because the whistleblower report, didn't he say 7 or 8 times I said quid pro quo? In other words, you're going to do this or you're not going to get money. Now, in all fairness, Biden said it, and he's on tape. In all fairness, you have at least 4 United States senators, Democrats, that said it, and they said it a lot stronger than even Schiff and his made-up story said it. Obama, when he was dealing with the president of Russia, not Putin, He said, hey, tell Vladimir I can do a lot more after the election. You remember that? You didn't make a big deal out of that. Everybody thought, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? My talk and my response, Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice. I can't believe you were that nice. He said that loud and clear. It was perfect. It was perfect. Not a thing wrong with it. To impeach a president over a fraud that was committed by other people that want to win an election in 2020, which they won't, is incredible. So, this is the greatest hoax. Now, it's gone on for a long time. We had the Mueller collusion delusion, okay? That went on for years. And that's finally done. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. It was a joke. And everyone knows it. And it was from the day one. So now, I get 3 days of peace, and I'm walking into the United Nations, going to meet with the biggest leaders in the world, and I hear about the word impeachment. I said, what did I do now? And it was about a beautiful conversation that I had. And just remember this, the Ukrainian new president, a fine man, said, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no pressure. And he said it a number of times. Okay, what's your second question? So, just well, you shouldn't be asking two questions.
Well, you're going to want to answer.
Do me a favor. Ask one of the
I will, but
Finnish
I think you'll want,
John,
I think you'll want to answer
John,
this question.
Ask sure. one of the Finnish president.
And then can I come back to you? Because I think you'll want to
we'll
answer.
We'll talk later,
one.
Sure. Well, it sounds like it might be a good question. Let me see if I like the question. Go ahead. Maybe for the first time in 3 years, I'll have a good question, and I'll love it.
There is a report that came out just before you and President Niinistö walked out here that the whistleblower met with a staff member of Adam Schiff prior
oh, I love
to
that question.
Being filed.
It shows that Schiff is a fraud.
And I
love that question. Believe. Thank you, John.
So can it's I finish asking?
Yes, there's nothing to finish.
So the whistleblower, according to this report, met with a member of Adam Schiff's staff. You've got it right there. You know it.
I hate to say it's the New York Times. I can't believe they wrote it.
Your response to the
maybe
fact
they're getting better.
Your response to the fact that that happened and that Schiff may have learned some of what the whistleblower knew prior to the complaint.
Well, I think it's a scandal that he knew before. I go a step further. I think he probably helped write it. Okay, that's what the word is. And I think it's, I give a lot of respect for the New York Times for putting it out. Just happened as I'm walking up here, they handed it to me. And I said to Mike, I said, whoa, that's something. That's big stuff. That's a big story. He knew long before, and he helped write it, too. It's a scam. It's a scam. Just to finish on this, I appreciate it. I love that second question, by the way. Should have asked it first. but let me just tell you. The whole thing is a scam. The Mueller deal was a scam. The Russian collusion was a scam. You can ask Putin. Nobody's been rougher on Russia than Donald Trump, okay? Now, with that being said, it'd be great to get along with Russia. And we will get along with Russia because it's smart. But nobody's been tougher on Russia than Donald Trump. Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Mason from Reuters. Mr. President, I'd like to ask you about your use of the word treason. You've used it repeatedly in the last few days. Do you consider anyone who opposes you treasonous?
No. I consider when they lie, when they stand before our great body in our great chamber, and they make up a story that's fiction, like Schiff did. He took that perfect conversation I had with the Ukrainian president, and he made it into a total lie. It was a total fabrication. And you do admit that. It was a total fabrication. He said, this is what. And the only ones that don't like my conversation are the ones that never read it, but they heard Shifty Schiff. That's what I call a lie. And because of the fact that he's lying about the President of the United States and as to what the President says. You know, I believe it or not, I watch my words very carefully. There are those that think I'm a very stable genius, okay? I watch my words very, very closely. And to have somebody get up and to totally fabricate a conversation that I had with another leader and make it sound so bad, it was so evil. And now I see this that just came out minutes ago, where he met at a time that was impossible to have done unless there's corruption involved. And just so you know, we've been investigating on a personal basis through Rudy and others, lawyers, corruption in the 2016 election. We've been investigating corruption because I probably will, I was going to definitely, but I probably will be bringing a lot of litigation against a lot of people having to do with the corrupt investigation, having to do with the 2016 election.
For example.
And I have every right to do that because the way they've treated me and other people, they've destroyed people, they've destroyed their lives with a phony charge that never existed, and that was collusion, never existed. And you had 18 people that hated Donald Trump, and you had Bob Mueller that hated Donald Trump. And in the end, they couldn't find one damn thing. I could find it on you. They couldn't find one thing about Donald Trump having to do with collusion. This is after 2 years and spending $42 million. And I've been looking at that long and hard for a long period of time. How it started, why it started, it should never happen to another president, ever. But I've been talking about it from the standpoint of bringing a major lawsuit, and I've been talking about it for a long time. We've been investigating the corruption having to do with what they did to my people. They destroyed many people. They came down to Washington to do a great job, and they left home. They left Washington dark. They were dark. They came down here, I say, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. They wanted to do a great job for the people. They wanted to do a great job. We won the election. And then they get served with subpoenas, all these subpoenas. Now, look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi hands out subpoenas like, you know, she has to approve it. She hands out subpoenas like they're cookies. You want a subpoena? Here you go. Take them like they're cookies. Paul Ryan would never give anybody a subpoena. He wouldn't give them when Mark Meadows went in to talk. He wouldn't give them when Jim Jordan went in, when Devin Nunes. He would go in and they'd see Paul. I'm not saying wrong or right. But Paul Ryan, no, let's talk about it. That's a big thing to give a subpoena. Let's talk about it. 2 weeks later, they're still talking. They wanted subpoenas to investigate the corrupt Democrats and the corrupt people on the other side. Paul Ryan would not give subpoenas. Nancy Pelosi, here you go. Take it. Who wants a subpoena? Every day you get subpoenas. And Paul Ryan was actually right, probably, because they should never, ever allow a thing like this to happen to our country again. Thank you very much. Please.
Mr. President, can you just make clear right here, what do you or what did you want President Zelensky to do with regard to Joe and Hunter Biden?
If you look at what he said, okay? And he brought it up. I think he brought up the name Rudy Giuliani. What I want is the following. And I've said this loud and clear. We have our ambassadors here. We have Mike Pence here. Why are we the only ones that give the big money to the Ukraine? We give money to Ukraine. And it's bothered me from day one. And you have plenty of people just here. I say, how come it's always the United States that gets ripped? Frankly, Ukraine, we want to help them. And I do like the new president. You know why I like him? Because he was honest, because he said there was no pressure at all exerted on me, meaning him, by the president of the United States. He said it. By the way, that one sentence should stop this. But he said there was no pressure exerted. But you don't have to ask him. All you have to do is read the transcript, read the telephone call. But what I was having a problem with are two things. Number one, Ukraine is known before him for tremendous corruption, tremendous, more than just about any country in the world. In fact, they're rated one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I don't like giving money to a country that's that corrupt. Number two.
You don't like giving
money. Number two, I said the following, and I said this loud and clear to everybody. And in fact, Rob Portman backed me up, and there's nobody more honorable than Rob Portman of Ohio. Because he called up, please let the money go. I said, Rob, I hate being the country that's always giving money when Ukraine helps Europe and the European countries far more than they help us. They're like a wall between Russia and Europe. They're like a wall. They're a big, wide, beautiful wall. And he said, you know what? But it's important. And he came out and he said that. That was my only reason. Because I don't like being the sucker country. We were the sucker country for years and years. We're not the sucker country anymore. But I gave the money because Rob Portman and others called me and asked. But I don't like to be the sucker. And European countries are helped far more than we are. And those countries should pay more to help Ukraine. Ask a question, please.
Thank you, sir.
What about Mr. Biden? What did you want about Biden? What did you want him to look into on Biden?
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it. His son walks out with millions of dollars. The kid knows nothing. You know it, and so do we. Go ahead, ask a question.
The question, sir, was what did you want President Zelensky to do about Vice President Biden and his son, Hunter?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, it was just a follow-up of what I just asked you, sir.
Listen, you ready? We have the president of Finland. Ask him a question.
I have one for him. I just wanted to follow up on the one that I asked you, which was,
did you hear me?
Did you want
did you hear me?
Yes,
ask
sir.
Him a question.
I will. But
I've given you a long answer. Ask this gentleman a question. Don't be rude.
No, sir, I don't want to be rude. I just wanted you to have a chance to answer the question that I asked
I've
you.
I've answered everything. It's a whole hoax. And you know who's playing into the hoax? People like you and the fake news media that we have in this country. And I say in many cases, the corrupt media, because you're corrupt. Much of the media in this country is not just fake, it's corrupt. And you have some very fine people, too. Great journalists, great reporters, but it, to a large extent, it's corrupt and it's fake. Ask the president of Finland a question, please.
Okay, I'll move on now. Mr. President, in your opening remarks, you said to President Trump that you had been to some museums today and that you respected the U.S. democracy and encouraged him to continue it. Are you concerned that that's not happening? And my second question to you, sir, is the WTO rule today in favor of the United States, saying that the United States can now impose tariffs on European goods because of illegal subsidies against Airbus.
That was a big win for the United States, right?
It was.
You never had wins with other presidents, did you? But we're having a lot of wins at the WTO since I became president.
This was a case that started, I think, 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay. But excuse me. Your wins are now because they think I don't like the WTO and they want to make sure I'm happy because all of those countries were ripping off the United States for many years. They know that I'm wise to it. We've had a lot of wins. This was a $7 billion win. Not bad.
But I think the question is for me.
So the question, sir, is if you're concerned that the president will impose those tariffs and the effect that that may have on the economy.
Yes, first of all, when I refer to your democracy, I just wanted to tell that I'm impressed what American people have gained during these decades, hundreds of years, building up a very impressive democracy. So keep it going on. To WTO, I have a lot of respect to multilateralism and to international institutions. So WTO has given now a decision which is, well, quite tough with Europe. But I just say that the WTO has said its opinion, and that's that.
And I just want to finish by saying it's an honor to be with the president of Finland. He's done a fantastic job, very popular, beloved over in Finland. The WTO has been much better to us since I've been president because they understand they can't get away with what they've been getting away with for so many years, which is ripping off the United States. And please remember the president's last remarks that we are a great democracy. We are a great, the United States is a great democracy. And I'm airing what I'm airing because we are, in fact, a democracy. And if the press were straight and honest and forthright and tough, we would be a far greater nation. We would be a far greater when we don't have the CNNs of the world who are corrupt people. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yep.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.